Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy Butler.
You want to shout out Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, shout out Jimmy Butler for giving us content.
Thank you.
Jimmy Butler has been rumored with the Warriors now all season long. Obviously, he has a player option where he can opt in or opt out, and it's for $52 million. And word on the street is he's going to opt out to try to get a new contract. And he's starting to bounce around the NBA as well. Minnesota, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami. And he's had some good runs with Miami, leading him to a couple NBA finals. He's played well in the postseason. He really has. Two-way guard, tough player, multiple all-star, but he's kind of worn out his welcome in multiple stops. So right now in Miami, it's not ending well. And then the last two games, Bedoni, Jimmy Butler, last night he goes 3-for-6, 27 minutes, 9 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. He took 6 shots. The night before that against New Orleans, at home, he took 5 shots, scored 9 points, grabbed 4 rebounds. And, of course, he was featured in that Netflix series with the basketball player, LeBron James.
Starting Tatum, 5.
Starting 5. Domantas Sabonis, Jimmy Butler.
Who was the other guy? So there was Sabonis, there was Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, LeBron, and Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. So he has a great personality. We know that.
He was the star of that show. It was him and Anthony Edwards, I would say. Actually, LeBron James, low-key, too, just because you saw all the therapy he does, which is insane. Domantas Sabonis was the biggest snoozer. His wife was more interesting than him on that show, but we won't get into that.
We won't get into that at all.
Maybe with Casey.
But Jimmy, it's been rumored that he's at odds with the Miami Heat. Remember Pat Riley, right after the season, Jimmy Butler, because I don't know if he's trolling, I don't know if he's being funny, but you're not playing the Knicks right now. You lost. You should probably shut your mouth. And so now Jimmy Butler's kind of taking subtle shots at Pat Riley and the Heat organization. He's gotten into it with multiple Heat guys in the past, Udonis Haslem, Eric Spoelstra. And then last night, we had this doozy from Jimmy Butler. Take a listen, Roasters.
What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon. But I want to get my joy back. I'm happy here off the court, but I want to be back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop. And I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Wow.
Said, I'm happy here off the court. He's not happy on the court. So, Warrior fans, I ask you, do you want to trade for Jimmy Butler after hearing that? He's indicated multiple times that he wants out of Miami. What did you make of that soundbite from Jimmy Butler?
What's the price point? That's what I would ask first and foremost, because as we know that
I wouldn't even.
I know.
Sorry,
I'm
not even going to consider trading for this guy.
I understand. I'm playing the exercise, if you will. So if the price point is, you know, Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga, I'm out. Actually, if anything with Andrew Wiggins, to be honest, I'm out. If it's a lot of first round picks and some of the young guys, now the salaries are going to have to match. So, you know, a Wiggins or a Draymond would have to be a part of that, or a lot involved. And I don't think I'm just trading the farm for Jimmy Butler at this point. Yeah. I'm just not. So salaries are going to have to match. It would be a three-team deal. Regardless of all that, the player himself at this point in his career, being 35 years old, is this version of Jimmy Butler, who has been battling injuries all season long, is this going to take you over the top in the Western Conference? No chance. I'm sorry. It's just not. What you're going to have to give up, whether it's a combination of Wiggins, Kuminga, a Draymond, just any combination of these guys, Pajemski, just, it's not going to make that much of a difference to me. If this was an Eastern Conference team that felt like they're a Jimmy Butler away and they have a plethora of talent to shed, sure. But also, do I want that in my locker room? That's another thing. And this is a guy that's played for a lot of teams, Bonte. And when you play for a lot of teams and you're, you know, and you've gone to the finals a couple times, granted, I'll give you that. But you've worn out your welcome in every single place you've been to. Every single place you've gone to, you have worn out your welcome. That tells me a lot about a player. A great player, a Hall of Fame player, but a player that has flaws. And at this point in his career, am I willing to jeopardize my entire future for this player who could just bounce? Given what he's saying here, do I trust him to re-sign with my team first and foremost? I don't know. I if I'm the Warriors and I feel like I'm going to have him for a couple seasons, but he has a player option, maybe he opts out of it and says, actually, this isn't a fit. And then you just mortgage your entire future for what? A couple months and you maybe win a series in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's no for me, dog. Now, it's interesting. DraftKings Sportsbook, Bonte, they have this thing up right now. Next regular season minute played after the trade deadline for which NBA team? This is Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. So they have odds for this. So next regular season minute played. So who's he going to be playing with post-trade deadline? The Heat are the favorite still, minus 300, that he's going to remain with the Miami Heat.
And Pat Riley mentioned this on Christmas, right? Yep. That we are not trading Jimmy Butler.
Correct. So, and Jimmy wants to play the game, right? And obviously there was that big thing on Christmas morning. Everyone woke up to Jimmy Butler wants to, it was Shams Charania and Shams and Jimmy's team going back and forth, back and forth.
Shams is right.
Shams was right. Of course he was right. But the Heat are the favorites. And then the next favorite, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, the Golden State Warriors plus 500 for the next regular season minute played after the trade deadline for Jimmy Butler. So the Warriors, I mean, listen, they love to be in these conversations because they got their name out there. They're big fish hunting. And Shams has been on that. He's been saying, hey, from what I'm hearing.
No secret. No secret. The Warriors are, they tried all offseason to do something.
And then the Rockets are right behind them. Now, I still think like a team like the Rockets may be more in line to make a take a chance like that. Now, what are they giving up? Is it a Şengün? Is it something like that?
You're not going to do that. You're not going to trade a young Şengün for Jimmy Butler.
Well, no.
And then you already have Dylan Brooks. You have Jalen Green. Well, you have
Jabari Smith Jr. Fred VanVleet. Some combination.
I don't think Houston wants to disrupt that young
Houston
locker
native,
room.
Correct?
Yeah, but which is why he didn't really, when he was looking for a new team.
I know there's a Houston lot of baggage, rumored,
he didn't really want to go back to Houston.
There's a lot serves, of,
So I don't know if Houston would be on that table, but the ironic thing is the Miami Heat coming to town January 7th. That's on Tuesday, folks.
Mm.
Next Tuesday, the Heat are coming to town. And I wonder how many conversations Mike Dunleavy will have with the Heat brass as they come to town. Will that conversation be? But Warrior fans already, I'm looking at the Comcast business text line. Conflicting texts. 925, Jimmy is a cancer and he is showing it. 408, our boy Oreo Cookie. There's only two players I would trade for Jimmy. Jimmy is a closer. That's what the Dubs need. I take Jimmy buckets over Day-Day. No. Would have liked to see Drummond last night, but I didn't notice he and Draymond took some extended post game to chop it up. I'm never high on Jimmy Butler either. I know I'm like sitting here and I'm not high on a lot of trades here because I don't think a lot of trades are going to get them over the top. But now you're bringing in a guy like Jimmy Butler, and what does that do? There's another guy, read and react. Can he play in this type of system? We're asking for all the movement. He's 35 years old. He's had multiple injuries. Could he play in this pace? Could he play in this system? In the playoffs, again, you're going to hold the ball a little bit more in the game because of half-court game where Jimmy excels. But Warrior fans, you have to ask yourself, would you really want to make a trade? Like, it's probably going to cost you Jonathan Kuminga.
Yes.
From what I've seen from Kuminga, hell, last season, and since the start of December, why would I want to trade Jonathan Kuminga for Jimmy Butler? I got a 22-year-old who is ascending, who is averaging damn near the same, you know, everything. And I get it. They're different game, different players right now. But I would rather bet on the prospect of J.K. becoming a Jimmy Butler-like, becoming a star, than I would to trade J.K. for Jimmy Butler at the age of 35, knowing he has a player option that he can opt out of. I'm good off that. I'm sorry, Warrior fans. I'm not on the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes.
Well, I just picture Jimmy Butler, like, you picture all of his playoff moments, right? It's him with the ball in his hands, winding down the shot clock right. at the end of every game in the playoffs. Like, that's not the Golden State Warriors offense. Like, as much as Schroeder is struggling right now to adapt into this system, you don't think Jimmy Butler is going to have his struggles? And Schroeder, to his credit, he's been very introspective. He's been very forthright in saying it with his struggles. And, you know, this is a process. Like, right. if they're struggling early on the Jimmy Butler era, you don't think Jimmy's going to be upset and chirping at the media and saying something? He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just not getting the ball in my hands. It's like you don't want any part of that, especially if you still have all these young players that you want to develop. Like, there is something to the Warriors culture right now, and I get it. A lot of Warriors fans are going to be like scoff at it and be cynical and say, oh, yeah, well, Steve Kerr and, you know, this Warriors culture. Yeah, what does that mean? He hasn't really developed anyone. No, he has when it comes to trades. I look at a guy like Andrew Wiggins night and day mm-hmm. since going to the Golden State Warriors. And he's had his struggles, no doubt. I think a lot of that was mental and a lot of that was off the court.
Personal, yeah.
Dealing with the loss of his father mm-hmm. and his sickness, obviously. And I think we're seeing a different Andrew out of this. But we saw the difference early on in Andrew Wiggins. First and foremost, him and Ron Adams getting together in the defensive effort. Just night and day from what you saw in Minnesota yep. and him becoming one of the best two-way players during that run, in that championship run in the NBA. And then you saw the willingness offensively. Like, I don't know, when I have my questions with Jimmy Butler in a short amount of time to what the Warriors are going to would want to do if you made that trade, to just to turn this into a championship type of team. I don't see it, Bob.
No, I don't. He wanted the extension before the season. Pat Riley said, I'm not extending you.
No.
You're playing this out. And so him talking about, I want to see me get my joy back to playing basketball, well, that's on you. That's a personal problem. You know, Bam Adebayo looks like he's having fun. Tyler Hero's balling. He's playing well. He's having fun.
When he gets Hootie, going to snap him to?
Amen Thompson.
Yeah, he threw him to the crowd.
Yeah, he slammed him. So the whole Jimmy Buckets thing, I'm good off that. And right now, Miami, they're sixth place in the Eastern Conference. They're 17-15. They're out of the box, you know. So despite all this trouble and trauma and the turbulence with Jimmy Butler, they're still in a position to be in the top six and be in and qualify for a playoff series in a best-of-seven series. So I just, look, if it costs me J.K. or Wiggins, I'm keeping those guys instead of trading them for Jimmy Butler. I'm just not doing
and
it.
And I know you're against this, what I'm about to bring up too, but I just want to have the conversation anyways, because I'm sure there are people there, and I would love to hear from you at 888-957-9570. Oreo Cookie said day-day. You know, Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, the salary there, and then you could add maybe like a Pajemski, you know, I don't know, Kevon or a Moses Moody, something like that, some sort of package there. Like, is that doing anything for you? If you keep Andrew
Wiggins... Hell no, I'm not trading Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. Not this system. He
but if you keep Jonathan Kuminga and you keep Andrew Wiggins and you add a Jimmy Butler with a Stephen Curry, like I think...
I'm not trading Draymond Green.
Okay.
I'm not trading Draymond Green.
Who
off
do you think's a better
team?
Player at this stage of their career? Draymond Green or Jimmy Butler?
Value to the Golden State Warriors is infinitely better than freaking Jimmy Butler. It's not even close. Draymond's moving that basketball. He's pushing that rock.
You don't think that's
champion to change,
you
man.
You don't think what you're getting offensively compared to Draymond Green with Jimmy Butler, I know you're going to sacrifice some on the defensive end, what you're getting there. Jimmy's no slouch defensively. He's a little older. But you don't think that you're getting an infinitely more better scorer in Jimmy Butler than Draymond Green?
I don't need Draymond to score on his team. That's what I have Andrew Wiggins, Steph Curry, Jonathan Kuminga, and Dennis Schroeder for. If Draymond's giving me 10, sure, I'm good with that. Points is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for quality shots. And I'm not sure Jimmy's going to create quality shots in this building. And then you're going to trade a four-time. You imagine that. You trade a four-time champion? A guy who rocks with Steph. Like, Steph Curry would not approve that trade.
Think
about it. Think about the locker room dynamic.
I think
we're about the locker room dynamic. You're trading Draymond Green, a four-time champ, for a guy you may have for 4 months and may walk on you? I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm good. No. I wouldn't do that.
I'm trading a guy in Draymond Green that is devaluing in front of our eyes, and I'm trying to maximize this Stephen Curry window. That's how I sell it.
Draymond's actually had a good year.
He's had a great year, and they're 500.
Jimmy Butler can't even stay on the floor.
Well, okay, but I'm getting right, it's a I want risk. You to do, do, it's a risk.
Let's do this exercise.
We're
let's
doing do the risk. Exercise. I'm with you, Bonte, let's, but there's people that think that they're... Like,
I would love to hear from people who want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. That sounds asinine. Jimmy Butler, the last 4 years with the Miami Heat, he's played This year, he's only played 22 games. Year before that, he played 60. Year before that, he played 64. Year before that, he played 57, 52, 58, 55, 10, 59. This guy wasn't even hitting 60. He wouldn't even hit the 60, Spadoni.
Well, what did Draymond Green do last year?
We got suspended.
Oh, well.
We got suspended, yeah. No doubt.
Let's not act like Draymond's a saint, too, if we're comparing Jimmy
Butler. I'm not saying that.
I get he's built the equity. I'm saying there's going to be some people, and there's going to be some hard feelings.
I would love to hear from people who wants to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler.
You're overvaluing, I think, the blowback that there would be in the Bay Area.
Oh, no, I think you're undervaluing that. You're talking about a four-time champion.
Great.
You're talking about a defensive player of the year. You're talking about a guy who is running the Warriors' way. Come on, man. Let's stop this. We're not trading Draymond Green for Jimmy freaking Butler. Are you crazy?
I'm trading a Hall of Famer for a Hall of Famer.
Butler's a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Oh,
he will go into the Hall of Fame. By the way, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Everyone gets in, first and foremost. So, yes, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 10 minutes. Shameless shout-outs.
He took a team to the finals twice as the best
shameless
player.
Shameless shout-outs. That's great. Did he win those finals?
Is that his fault?
Did he win those finals?
Okay, are we doing the LeBron argument?
We're not going to do those finals.
What are we doing here? Are you really discrediting Jimmy Butler?
You're trading Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler's been the best team on a championship run.
Are you improving your roster with Jimmy Butler? You're not winning more games in the Western Conference than Jimmy Butler.
If I get to keep Kuminga and I get to keep Andrew Wiggins and it's just going to cost me Draymond and some young guys, Pajemski and Moody maybe, and some picks.
All right,
I could be sold on that.
Now let's get crazy here. Let's get crazy. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. I think we found somebody who would trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler, which is crazy. Mike, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, Bonte?
What's up?
I'm definitely trading Draymond Green head up for Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
Absolutely. And throwing in one of the young guys. To me, as a Warrior fan, we've held on to Draymond Green entirely too long. We should have traded him that year after that championship. He couldn't even get on the court really in that championship to game four. So it's not like he's the player that he used to be.
Mike, I recognize your voice. I recognize your voice, Mike.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't you call the show today after Draymond Green clapped at me on TV?
I may have. But I didn't have time to stay on. You guys had me on hold for too long.
No, I think you called, and I think you may have called me one of the biggest haters out there. And now you want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. It could be somebody else.
No.
Maybe it's not you. But I recognize your voice, Mike.
No.
I got a great recall, man.
I've been the voice for trading Draymond Green for a few years now. Right. You can ask anybody that knows me.
But
we need to trade Draymond
Green. But why now, though, when he's playing some really good basketball for the Warriors this season?
Because he's holding Jonathan Kuminga back.
How is he holding
Draymond
Kuminga
Green
back?
Draymond Green is playing some good ball, but I think we need to move him to make room for Jonathan Kuminga.
JK's playing 30 minutes now. He's playing well. He's getting his minutes.
Bonte, he's our second best player.
Jonathan Kuminga's
coming off the bench right now.
You think
Kuminga's our second best player.
All right, that's fair.
Wiggins is our third best player. We got our second best player coming off the bench. That's a problem. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga and I'm his agent, why would I re-sign with the Warriors? You guys are devaluing me by having me come off the bench behind a guy who I'm clearly better than now. No, I can't play the defense that Draymond Green can play. But just as a basketball player, I'm a much better player than Draymond Green is right now.
That's just period. That's fair. That's your opinion. That's fair. I don't agree with it.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. You're talking about Jimmy Butler being a cancer. To me, Draymond Green is a cancer. Mm. If you look at his attitude during the game, the way he complains to referees, the way he yells at Steve Kerr, if I'm a young player looking at that, why would I turn around and listen to Steve Kerr to what he has to say after the way I watched Draymond Green?
So, Mike, have you watched Jimmy Butler in Miami? Go after Eric Spoelstra. Go after Udonis Haslem.
Absolutely.
Go after Pat Riley.
Absolutely.
Go after youngsters.
Yes.
Yell at referees. You want to bring that guy to the locker room?
we already have a guy like that.
why would you want to trade a guy like that for another guy like that?
We had a guy that
Mike, to your point, though, you want to get rid of that. Why would you want to trade for that? If that's the, because that now it's not making sense to me. You want to trade Draymond for Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler does the same stuff.
But Jimmy Butler's a better player.
Jimmy Butler's thrown the organization.
Jimmy Butler's a better player, Vontae.
I'm not saying that we need a little edge on the team. But hold on. Being a better player doesn't mean you're a better fit for the team. You have to fit into the team.
It doesn't.
It does. Yeah, Jimmy Butler don't fit. Jimmy Butler, I'm sorry.
I think Jimmy Butler
has worn out his welcome at every stop. Every stop he's been, he's worn out his welcome. And you want to trade Draymond for that guy?
Vontae, the only reason why Draymond Green is still here is because of Steph Curry. Mm. On any other team, he would have been gone.
And you think Steph wants to trade him for Jimmy Butler?
I don't think Steph wants to do that. But I think it's time for us to do what's best for us and not necessarily
so
what's
Jimmy
best
Butler
for Steph.
Is the Jimmy Butler's the answer here, is what you're telling me.
He's I think Jimmy Butler would fit us better right now.
And where's Jimmy Butler taking his team?
Well, he's taking us to the second round of the playoffs. With Draymond Green last year, we didn't even make the playoffs. You know why? Because he can't handle himself to stay on the court.
Well, I think he's done a better job.
He's a ticking time bomb.
Well, I think he's done a better job. Thanks, Mike, for the call. I think he's done a better job of doing that this season. Let's go to Filmo, Mike. Filmo, what's happening?
I wasn't mad at it.
Nah, that's fine. I want to hear from people. What's up, Filmo?
Man, they out here. What's up, baby? You out here preaching, man, for real. Call you Martin Luther Bonte. Anyway, on some real talk, I don't know why people smoking, they puffing a magic dragon this morning, man. You feel me? For real, because you can't, I mean, you on so many levels, you talking about trading Draymond Green. Steiny was on here yesterday talking about trading Steph Curry.
I heard that. No, he was not. Yeah, I heard that. They had the conversation.
He was, wasn't he? Exactly. Man, Steiny, new year, new Steiny. He's smoking weed now. He's smoking crack or something. I don't know what the hell going on. But Jimmy Butler for Draymond is not even a question. Like you said, you said it's the fit. Draymond is a connector piece. He's not the greatest of players. He's a connection piece. And that's why we need him.
I'm with you. And not only that, Filmo, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Filmo.
What is Steiny talking about? Draymond Green makes $24 million this year. What's Jimmy Butler making? 47?
Yeah, you have to add some pieces to that.
So you're going to have to add, say hypothetically, you want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. Let me put my name on it. I, Bonte Hill, do not want to do that. Okay, somebody clips me out here because I know how y'all get down. You're going to have to staple in Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green possibly for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You do that? No. Wiggins and Draymond for Jimmy Butler?
So,
hell no. And if you would do that,
you're basically getting rid of all your depth to bring in Jimmy Butler.
All your depth. And guys who know the system here. And we're seeing how difficult it is for Schroeder to adapt to the system. We're going to do that for Jimmy Butler? Really? After this guy says he's trying to find his joy? You're playing in South Beach, Miami. They're giving you $47 million. The hell you mean you need to find your joy? You need to find your joy. Are you kidding me? Jimmy Butler, you need to find your joy. Well, you had joy in Minnesota, you blew that. You're in Chicago, blew that. You're in Philadelphia. Philadelphia actually chose Tobias Harris over you, and I see why. Not because Tobias Harris was a better player, because this is what you do, Jimmy. And now you got to... Eric Spoelstra's considered one of the better coaches in the NBA, and he can't even get along with Spo. He can't get along with Coach Spo. And we want to trade one of our Hall of Famers, four-time champs, for Jimmy Butler?
Trying to maximize that Stephen Curry window.
Oh, my God.
Got to maximize it.
I got a text from my mom. She texted me. She can't even stand Draymond Green. She's never liked him, and even she wouldn't trade Draymond for Jimmy Butler.
That's how Sam chiming in.
This is insane.
I just got a text from mom.
This is insane.
Shout out to mom. She's listening.
Her first name, please, Sam.
Jamie. She's a roaster.
Exactly. Please. Big time Thank roaster. You. And I've met the lovely Jamie. She's very nice.
I do love the lovely Jamie.
She's very nice.
Mama Loveman. I love her.
Well, no, but
not
different
Loveman.
Last name.
Yeah, different last name. Sorry. Sorry, Mama.
What's the last name, Sam?
Rookie.
There you go. Jamie
Mama
Rookie.
Rookie.
There we go.
Mama Rookie.
She ain't no rookie, I'll tell you that.
Uncle G coming in on the text line. Oh. This is how you know you it's serious. Comcast. By the way, Seamus shout outs coming up in a couple of minutes.
Shout out Jimmy Butler if you want to.
We need to get shout out to Jimmy Butler.
For all those people that love Draymond Green.
And the green braids in his head.
For all those people that love Draymond Green, come shout him out. 888-957-9570.
Come on, man. Butler talk is nonsense. Time for some Niners talk. That's Uncle G.
The Niners, stop. Gene, I love you. The Niners are nonsense right now. They're cooked. Man. They have a meaningless game on Sunday. Talking about a team that...
Did Steiny really talk about trading stuff?
Yeah, I was doing my grocery shopping and I was heading back around like 11:30 and I heard him talk about the hypothetical of trading a Stephen Curry and what... And then you would receive... He actually made a comp that was interesting. It was when the Pistons traded Grant Hill for Ben Wallace. He was likening it to that. If you traded Steph now, the haul that you would receive would not be what a lot of Warriors fans think. So I actually think he was saying that you wouldn't trade him because the haul wouldn't be as much.
Right.
I think that's now that I'm reliving it, they were having the conversation.
Okay.
But he was saying, yeah, Warriors fans, you're not getting what you think you're getting if you trade Stephen Curry.
Yeah, because I don't think so either because of the contract.
Correct. And the age and all of that.
And then you still got to hit on the picks. Yeah. You just don't do that.
No.
I don't care if Steph started shooting 37% from the floor and 35 from three. I'd have a hard time as an organization personally trading away a guy like Stephen Curry and everything he's done for this community, this organization, who he is as a player. It's just like your favorite radio host, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather them die on a microphone than get told, hey, you got to walk out the door, you're fired.
Right.
You got to leave. No, I'd rather them be able to die. They should be allowed. Like Kruki Kipe, a lot of people are ready to move off from them. Kruki Kipe should retire whenever the hell they want to retire. Yes. I don't care how bad they get, how slower they get, how older they get. I don't give a damn.
Was anyone doing that to Vin Scully for all those years with the Dodgers?
No.
Please. Guy was 95 and still calling games at a high level.
No.
Like Joe Davis was pushing to get Vin out of here. No. Stop.
No.
Joe Davis is doing a hell of a job, too.
He is doing a hell of a job.
I mean, no one replaces Vin Scully, but he's the tech. Like,
Jim Nantz, he decides when he walks away from the Masters.
And kudos to Scott Van Pelt saying, he's like, I'm not going to the footsteps of a Jim Nantz. I could never do it on his level, nor would I want to have that job and take that away from him.